Hello.
Hello.
It's Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in case you're listening globally. And welcome to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And welcome to your Wednesday night. Hey, Becca.
Yes?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year?
It's the Jewish New Year.
All right.
It is the Jewish New Year, so here's wishing a Happy New Year to all our gay and ally Jewish friends and friends of Jews. And a shout out to my family, who I hope is listening, and I heard that it was quite the topic at the Rosh Hashanah dinner, so shout out to my mom. You gotta say hi to my mom, Becca.
Hi, Ken's mom.
Terry, Becca.
Terry, Becca. Wow, her middle name is my name.
No, it's just Terry. Terry Rita. And a hello to Cousin Howard.
Hello.
Who I hear might be listening in Philadelphia. So hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So I just feel like we're celebrating tonight.
We are celebrating.
I feel like
tonight.
We're celebrating.
It's October.
Well, what? So?
So? Don't you know what October is?
It's the new year.
Well, yes, but it is also LGBT History Month.
Happy LGBT History Month, everybody.
It's really a mouthful.
Yes.
We need to shorten that somehow.
So it's Gay History Month, and we're going to be talking some gay history tonight.
We are.
We might talk about some gay history tonight. We have all different types of music for you. If you are a first-time listener, which means that you didn't listen last week, this is our second show. Happy second show.
Well, it's kind of our third show.
We had to count.
Lying a little bit. He started counting last week.
I started last week. That was our launch. Much has happened to This Show Is So Gay since last week. We've leapt ahead in the technological radio broadcasting gay world. What's going on right now over by you? Over on that side of the desk.
Well, hopefully, if all goes according to plan, we are recording this to go podcasting.
We're going to go podcasting because you know our slogan, syndicated by October 18th.
Which is getting really close.
Or we keep going. So we're going to podcast. But Becca,
yes,
where could we possibly put those podcasts?
Why, I don't know. Perhaps on a website.
What? That would require... We did buy a website. So Becca and I now own a website.
There's nothing on it. Don't bother looking.
Don't go. Just get excited for the website eventually. So Becca and I have bought a website. We now own thisshowissogay.com.
And it was very expensive.
It was $4, which I thought was a bargain for the type of podcasting that's going to go on this website. So we're going to be uploading our podcast on The Show Is So Gay once we design it. So if you're listening out there and you have some web design skills, do you have web design skills, Becca?
I have a little bit. Ooh. But mostly I have really nerdy friends, right,
okay.
Mike?
If you are Mike and you are listening to this show, this very gay show, we could use your technological expertise. We're not going for anything too fancy.
You know what else we have?
What do we have?
A MySpace account.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we're working on it anyway.
All right, we're working on the MySpace account. And I should say,
people can be our friends.
We want friends. We want gay friends and ally friends and all types of friends. And I should probably also say, right now we're broadcasting you from WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. So there are a million ways to get in touch with us, or at least six. You could give us a call at 802-246-6107. How's our screen name thing?
It's not coming so well.
We're struggling a little bit with our instant messenger screen name tonight. AOL's being a little finicky.
It wants a password and we don't know what it is.
So that we're struggling a little with that. So you probably won't be able to instant message us tonight, but give us a call. Or send us an email. No, they can't send us an email. Not yet. But pretty soon you're going to be able to send us emails either at ken@thisshowisogay.com or becca@thisshowisogay.com. But more on that to come. But I just feel like in order to have a website, unfortunately, I think we would need a logo.
Oh, yeah, we would.
Wait a second.
We have a logo.
So thanks to Switch FX. We're sponsored by so many different organizations right now. Thanks to SwitchFX.com. They have designed us just just a killer professional, far exceeds currently our show logo.
It's fabulous.
It is fabulous with just four S's on there. And so if you, very soon on the show isogay.com, you'll be able to check out our logo. But thanks to Diana and John. And
thank you, Diana and John.
I can't remember her name, but she was awesome and she recommended the disco ball. So you can see our logo right now. It's on, I know it's on my Facebook account. I got to tag it on yours.
It's not on mine yet.
My God, we're going global.
We are.
We're going
global. We're taking over the world.
You know, speaking of God.
I
thought that was a really good transition.
Yeah.
So some of the things that Beck and I talked about, we're going to play some music for you, some LGBT and ally music, and people actually sent me music. So you should... Well, we're not playing it tonight.
Okay.
I kind of haven't listened to it yet, though I'm sure it's fantastic, and I will listen to it, but it's been a little bit of a crazy week. It's Happy New Year.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I've been busy with family stuff.
Busy.
I did talk with Jess Yoakam about possibly coming on the show at some point. I'm not sure if she'll be able to call in soon. I'm hoping so. She's going on tour with some new music.
All right.
We're working it out.
Jesse, we would love to hear from you.
Jesse, if you're listening, boy, it would be great if you called in.
And for some upcoming shows, I can tell you that on October 15th, just making sure that's on the calendar. We got to turn that calendar behind you to October. On October 15th, we have Liz Damon is going to be calling in, comedian, actress in New York City. And October 29th, I'm telling you, I could not be more excited for Susan Werner, who is just the most amazing singer-songwriter, and we're not going to play her music tonight, but we will play it, maybe not next week, because I won't be here next week, and we're going to talk through that too. But anyway, so going back to the earlier topic, speaking of God... The segue was so powerful before. From our good friends over at 365gay.com, we were reading some stories. Not that we endorse that site, but there's some good stuff on there, I must say. Gay.com news was
down.
It was down this week. Not as in depressing, but as in we physically could not get on the site. Or technologically, we didn't try to jump through the screen. So one of the things that was going on this week was whether or not churches who talk about politics should lose their nonprofit status.
Yes. Yes, they should.
Issue number two. No, I feel like we covered that one. So that was one of the big issues in the news, in the LGBT news this week, was that a lot of the churches that have been saying some pretty anti-gay things and encouraging people to vote in certain ways on certain propositions out in California and I think Arizona, and we'll talk about Arizona
in
a little bit.
Presidential election.
And certainly in presidential elections. The question this week was whether or not they should lose their nonprofit status. So we go already, I feel it's early, but we're going to our poll of the week. And the poll of the week was, should churches with pastors who talk politics lose their nonprofit status? And so you're voting yes.
I'm voting yes.
How many percent do you think voted
yes? What with the law and all, I'm going to say
80%. 93%
woo-hoo.
Said yes, 5% said no, and 2% were not sure. So if you think that churches should lose their status, their nonprofit, not their status in religion, but just in the nonprofit world, or if you don't, you should call in and talk to us about that.
Well, maybe we could give them a separate but equal status with just a different name.
Oh.
You know?
I don't know.
Instead of being churches, they could be...
I feel like I'm just trying
religious to... Religious institutions.
They could be religious.
Religious
I think I'm trying to be just contrary right now, and I'm not intending to be, but what... What church doesn't talk about political things and what political issues are not in some way religious? And I know that the two shall never meet, but at the same time, they are intertwined.
Well, they can still talk about issues. They just can't endorse a candidate.
Right, and they can't be nonprofit.
No, they can talk about issues. They just can't endorse a candidate. And that's what they did intentionally this go-around. A bunch of pastors decided to go into congregations and announce who they wanted to vote for to challenge that so that that won't be a law anymore, so that people could preach from the pulpit about who you should vote for.
I must say, you read this story. I'm thumbing through pages right now. You read this much more carefully than I did.
I studied this week.
You really did. Ooh.
And we have a caller.
All right, so we're going to play a song real quick as we go to our caller.
Because we don't know how to.
We could attempt it. Should we attempt it?
Okay, the phone's on.
Let's see if this works. All right, hold on one second. We're working through some issues.
Let's see who it is.
Hi, caller. Are you there?
Hi, Ken. Hi, Becca. This is Cam. I'm one of the other DJs.
Hi, Cam.
I can talk you through putting somebody on the air if you want.
Well, I think you're on.
No, you're on
now.
Okay, well, that's one of the things you should know is you should answer the phone and ask the people first.
Oh. Cam, do you mind being on the air?
Not at all.
Okay, Cam, welcome to the show It's So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Well, welcome to Ken and Becca, to WVEW.
Well, thank you for having us.
This community really needs a program like yours. We do have a large gay community in the area, as I'm sure you know. And
it's more than just Ken and Becca, right?
It's more than
okay, just checking.
I thought I saw someone down the street who might have been.
Yeah.
You never can tell.
No, we never can tell. Hey, Cam, did you hear about this churches with their tax-exempt status and they're losing their nonprofit status?
I did.
What do you think?
Well, what I think is that this is a real sticky, tricky issue, and it's a two-edged blade for us.
Okay.
Because it also means that we are not supposed to either endorse or non-endorse any candidate.
Absolutely.
I have a big mouth.
Cam, we're there with you.
I like to tell people what I think. And so it is a real sticky kind of issue because if you say, well, the churches can't do it, then we can't do it.
No, WEW cannot do it either.
That's right. We are not supposed to, promote or naysay any candidates. And as I said, I have a big mouth. I've been sort of getting around it. But you do have to, of course, you know this, I'm sure, you have to give disclaimers if you do give an opinion.
Oh, yes. Cam, we spend more time giving disclaimers than we do opinions. It's the theme of This Show Is So Gay. It's one big disclaimer, including our title.
Yeah, it's basically, This Show Is So Gay. Really, we meant that ironically. Yes. We didn't mean to offend anyone. We don't really like that phrase ourselves.
So, Cam, tell us about your show and tell our viewers, our listeners, our viewers. They can watch, I guess.
Oh, okay. The window, no curtains.
Yeah.
I'll tell all your friends that I'm on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. until 1 and sometimes beyond. And just to give you an idea of the kind of shows I do, today I started off with Rosh Hashanah and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Cam.
All the Jewish listeners out there.
Lashana Tova.
Yes. Shalom Aleichem.
There you go.
And then I segued into German Nazi beer drinking music.
Okay.
Oktoberfest. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. It came out well, I think, anyway. So I just wanted to call you guys and welcome you officially.
Well, thank
to here,
you.
It's here. And I hope we'll see you at some of our events and fundraisers.
Absolutely. Cam, can we dedicate our first song of the night to you?
You certainly may.
All right. We are going to dedicate, Cam, this is a group called the Kinsey Six.
Uh-huh.
And they are a drag a pella group. And they're going to sing a Jewish song for us.
I love it.
All right.
Okay. I'll be listening.
Thanks for calling in, Cam. Have a great night.
Thank you for calling in.
Willkommen.
Talk to you soon. All right, thanks, Cam, for calling in, and here's a song for her.
Here's a little song I wrote. But I'm don't be happy. Our history worrying is long and proud. For every silver lining there is a cloud. Don't be happy. Someone could turn your shtetl down. Your shtetl down. You went a cruise to Kingston Town. The boat was sinking, you couldn't drown. Don't be happy. Worry.
Singing a song called Worry off of their album Oy Vey in a Manger.
Oh dear.
Yes. Oy Vey in a Manger. And that was probably the only song off that album that we could play on public radio and not get shut down. And we don't want to get shut down. We want to be syndicated by October 18th.
Indeed.
If you're listening out there, October 18th, make us an offer. I guarantee we will accept. So we have our Instant Messengers up and running.
It sure is.
Instant Messengers up and running. So if you want to send us an IM, IM us at this show is so gay. Just type it all out, one word, on AOL Instant Messenger. And Becca is manning the Instant Messenger tonight. We should switch back and forth.
We should.
All right, so I did it last week. Becca's up this week. Anybody's talking to us.
Well, we got Mike and Andrew talking to us again.
Hi, Mike and Andrew. You're so faithful.
I know. Oh, I forgot.
What'd you forget?
I have to have a retraction.
Oh, no.
It's true. I misspoke.
We've only been on once.
Well, twice, but once that we're counting, and I already made a major error.
What'd you do?
Sarah, I must apologize. You're right. You're right. I saw Mean Girls last Thanksgiving.
You are a Lindsay Lohan devotee.
I saw her, and I had no idea. And I told Sarah last week when she called in that I had no idea who Lindsay Lohan was. She was crazy.
You were just trying to be trendy. She and was say, crazy. Oh, I don't know her.
Well, I really didn't remember until my cousin sat me down and yelled at me for about 45 minutes and explained the entire plot. Did I remember that? And maybe that sounds familiar.
All right. Well, Lindsay Lohan, I checked the news earlier. Still gay.
Still gay? What about Clay?
Clay is still gay. And there was an article that I didn't print out on that to talk about tonight of just people just continuously from last week until today. I think, yeah, last week it was the day he did come out on the cover of People magazine. And so it was very recent that evening. And so it's been a full week of people saying, who cares? But other folks saying, wow, it's still a climate where it's a big deal to come out in Hollywood. Other people saying that Clay uses the gay community because his career wasn't doing so well and that got him back on the front cover of People.
Well, yeah, it did.
It did.
I couldn't have thought of a single thing that could have gotten them on the cover of People a couple weeks ago, it worked.
So yes, we should have like a check every week.
He has an album?
Many, apparently.
Oh,
he's got fans. Like, they're called the Claymates.
This is disturbing.
He has huge fans. I can say, and you've seen my iPod, I have some scary stuff on there. I do not have any Clay Aiken on my iPod.
Not that there's anything wrong with Clay Aiken's music. And we do welcome him
to the tribe. So welcome, Clay. And so every week we'll do a check-in to see if Lindsay and Clay are still gay.
Okay, we'll have to add to this list over time. Did anyone else come out this week? Anybody?
I didn't see anybody. And that guy, the McCain's chief of staff, has not officially come out yet, so we're still going to, we're trying to break that story. So he will be appearing on our December 12th show. Is someone writing us something funny over
there? Andrew wrote me, ooh, you really lied, Becca.
Yes, Becca has seen Mean Girls, and in her locker at school, there's a picture of Lindsay Lohan.
Oh my gosh.
Lindsay Lohan will be a guest on our January 8th show.
Yes, I actually wrote, I heart Lindsay on my Trapper Keeper.
Who didn't? Speaking of Trapper Keepers,
yes.
I just want to do awkward transitions tonight. Did you go to your prom? High school prom?
I did not go to my senior prom. I went to all of my male friends' proms, so I wound up going to at least 6 or 7.
You didn't go to your own senior
prom. I was the backup date for all my friends.
You were the safety net.
I was a safety net, so I wound up wearing like the same 2 dresses to at least 6 proms.
But you didn't go to your own high school prom? Well, you know, it's a good thing that Becca and I didn't grow up in the Northern District of Indiana.
Why is that?
Well, just generally, but then specifically, because there's a big court case going on right now in the Northern District of Indiana, who Gary High School, J-R-Y, Gary High School, just crossed their arms on May 19, 2006. Principal Diane Rouse stretched her arms across the door of the senior prom, blocking K.K. Logan's entrance.
Oh, I did hear that story.
Did you hear that? Because K.K. Logan is biologically a male, was wearing a dress, and classmates and friends rallied to Logan's defense to no avail, even though a female student was allowed to attend dressed in a tuxedo.
Ooh.
Because the high school corporation, since the Gary School Corporation, I don't really understand that, policy forbids any clothing or accessories that, quote, advertise sexual orientation or, quote, portray the wearer as a person of the opposite gender, which apparently only applies.
What about Rudy Giuliani?
He did not grow up in... I presume that Rudy Giuliani could not have gone to the Gary High School prom.
I presume that he hasn't come out of the closet.
No, not yet.
But he has been quite famous as cross-dresser.
Yes, he has. He's been in drag many times. So the high school tried to have this court case dismissed, but the United States District Court today in Indiana said, no way, this case can go forward and K.K. Logan will have a day in court, and that the school's discriminatory policies can be challenged. So, yay. We're just going to say yay. That's definitely a good thing that they're letting this court case go forward. I don't know. I don't understand how, at this point, they thought that case was going to be dismissed.
It's in Indiana.
Is it a swing state? No. And it's pretty solidly.
I think it endorsed that,
but we don't. That's what's going on in Indiana. And though we try not to express too much of an opinion, we're rooting for you, K.K. Logan, and call into our show. If in some way this show gets back to K.K. Logan and K.K. Logan calls into our show, I will be ecstatic because we would love to hear about K.K. Logan's experiences.
Well, maybe our radio waves will bounce off the power plant. Make it to Indiana.
It's a short bounce. Students and teachers knew that K.K. Logan was gay for years. During his senior year, he attended the high school, expressing a deeply rooted femininity in his appearance and demeanor. At school, he wore makeup, accessories, and clothing typically associated with girls his age. But then pulling that off at the prom just wasn't going to happen. So you didn't go to your senior
prom. Is he transgender?
No.
Or is just... is he out as gay?
Oh, I don't know.
Do we know?
K.K., please call into our show. We want to know kind of how this went down for you and what your high school years were like. Because Becca didn't go to her prom. And she
I went to my junior prom, but I did not go to my senior prom.
I didn't go to my junior prom. Senior prom. I went with Mandy Filer.
Oh, yes. I think we've been through this. What is this? You and Mandy? Mandy. Where is
Happy
Mandy?
Happy New Year, Mandy Filer. Mandy Filer is in New Jersey, I do believe. So here's a shout out to Mandy Filer. And I'm going to... Can we play a song for Mandy Filer?
Absolutely.
This is probably going to be the wrong song to play for Mandy Filer. And Mandy Filer, I'm sorry. So I was telling a student in my office the other day that I was queuing up different songs and looking at different music. And I said, oh, maybe I'll play I Kissed a Girl. And the student flipped and she said, oh my God, everybody's been talking about that song. And I said, everybody's been talking about I Kissed a Girl by Jill Soviel in 1994? But apparently there's a new song.
A new song.
I don't know it.
Oh, we're going to have to get a copy of that for you.
So we're gonna download a copy of that and play that for you. But for tonight, we're going to go with Old School, dedicated to Mandy Filer from Pasquet Hills High School, New Jersey. Go Cowboys. They are still the Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys, and it was the Pasquet Valley Indians. It was the Cowboys versus the Indians, and to my knowledge, it still is.
Oh, gosh, they haven't changed that yet?
No.
No, they got around to it.
They'll get around to it. So this is for you, Mandy Filer, I Kissed a Girl by Jill Soviel.
Told me about Fred, such a hairy behemoth, she said, dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told her about Larry, and yesterday how he asked me to marry, and I'm not giving him an answer yet. I think it is the best. So we laughed, compared notes. I kissed a girl. She called on to say she'd be late, said he worried, and now he did say, I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. Then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. Then I felt your hand above my knee.
Jill Soviel, circa 1990
something.
We should have looked that up. On her self-titled album, Jill Soviel. Jill Soviel's just fantastic. If you've not checked out her music, you must check out Jill Soviel's music. And she actually got a lot of press earlier this year because she did not have the funds for her next album. So she started a website called jillsnextrecord.com, and people went and they donated money and they funded her her next album.
Really?
She did it fully
by public demand.
And so she dedicated, and if you gave a certain amount of money, she dedicated things to you on the website. If you gave $1,000, she dedicated a song to you, and she would incorporate your name and lyrics, and it was just very cool. So check out jillsnextrecord.com for more information on that.
Wait, so she would put your name in the lyrics if you donated a certain amount?
I just thought that was so cool. I'm getting a t-shirt. Kind of tells you the level of funding that I was willing to put out there.
Speaking of t-shirts, now that we have logos.
Oh my God, we're going to have t-shirts.
What's our word of the day, by the way?
Our
secret code.
Our secret code word of the day is going to be Latches.
Latches?
Latches.
Is that a real word?
It's a real, well, I don't know if it's a real word, but it's the name of the movie theater in town, in the hotel.
Excellent.
So we're trying to keep it very Brattleboro focused for our local listeners. So the word of the day, Latches.
And that's the second one.
That's the second one. We gave a word of the day last week. I must say that I forgot that we had done that until someone at work ran up to me and said the secret word, and I had absolutely no idea what they were talking about. So, Elliot, I know that Elliot at Marlboro College knows the first word of the week that we did last week. So if you didn't hear it, you should contact Elliot at Marlboro College, and he'll tell you the... he might not, because he wants to win the t-shirt. So we have last week's word, and then this week's word...
This week's word is latches.
Latches.
And by the way, Tim,
exciting.
I did not choose that last song.
Tim?
I'm getting harassed. No, he just said, really? Basically. So, Tim, I know you're listening.
You know what, Tim? You might not win the t-shirt now.
Yeah.
Except if you're listening, you might.
Did you give away the word from last week right now, by the way?
No, I did not. Okay. I did not. I said if they wanted to find that out, they would have to contact Elliot at Marlboro College.
Or one of the other three people.
Elliot's going to get all these emails, and we need the gay word. And he's not going to know. But he's not going to give it to you. Don't contact Elliot at Marlboro College. He's not going to give you the word, because he wants to win the t-shirt. With our just amazing new logo, which very soon the show is SoGay.com will be up and running.
It's got flair and everything.
It's got so much flair, and it just makes us look very professional. All right, so what else is going on in the news? What'd you get off of the gay history? Just that it was the gay history month.
Basically, yeah.
Happy gay history month.
Yes, and ooh, Jess just signed on. We've got another friend online.
Great.
It's beautiful.
There's a fierce fight in Arizona over something. Over the anti-gay amendment. So a proposed amendment to the Arizona State Constitution to limit marriage to opposite-sex couples is facing a fierce battle. An opponent to the measure, which are presumably the gay people and their allies, say they are confident it will be defeated. But then connecting back to our other story, religious leaders across the state of Arizona are telling their respective denominations to support the amendment, and the amendment, again, would limit marriage to opposite-sex couples. So this was the Catholic Church and the Roman Catholic bishops that put that out there, as well as the Union for Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America, who also issued a statement to the state's Orthodox Jews saying the Torah and Jewish law, quote, affirms marriage only between a man and a woman. So that's what's going on over in Arizona. And as always, we do not endorse a political view, except apparently for K.K. Logan, who I completely endorse his lawsuit. And more of that, it wasn't endorsing him as much as we want him to have his day in court.
You were providing him emotional support from afar. That's what we're
doing. He wasn't going to go on, but then he heard about this podcast from Brattleboro, Vermont, and it just gave him the strength. I hope we can provide that for someone. I live for the day when someone writes us an email, and it can't be Andrew or someone we already know.
Tim
who's gay.
Or Mike or Jeff.
Well, yes.
They're not all gay. Someone we know is listening.
It's got to be someone we don't know who writes us an email and says, either, this is what I want, this is what we're shooting for, in addition to syndication by October 18th, that our show helped them come out.
Yes.
Or they can't come out and our show is their escapism.
Ooh.
So this is what I'm hoping for. So
I'm waiting for our first hate letter.
We're not going to get that.
No.
We don't offend anybody. This show is so gay. So that's what's going on in Arizona. And so we will not endorse a particular stance on that, except to encourage people to get involved. We will always encourage you to get involved. Do your research on the issues. Find out what's going on. There are big, big votes up right now in California and in Arizona. And a third state.
for the third state? Oh, excellent.
I don't know what.
You know what we
find out what that third state is, and you, if you call in and tell us what the third state is, if you call in to 802-246-6107, you will get a free prize. So if you know the third state, that there's a big debate going on in terms of a marriage amendment, call in 802-246-6107 and you will get some sort of very, very gay prize.
I've got a question for
you.
What do you think if someone called into the show to come out on the air but did not reveal their identity? Do you think there would be power in that, just to be able to say it out loud and know that it went out on the air?
I do. It's like that, I forget what it, that Post Secret?
Post Secret,
where they send those anonymous postcards, and they said that so many, they, I don't know who they was, I was reading an article, that so many of those postcards are people coming out.
Well, we would love to get some of those postcards, or you can call in and come out on the air, and you don't have to give a name, you can just say,
You can send us, if you want to send us an email, you can send it to This Show Is So Gay, P.O. Box 1185, Brattleboro, Vermont, 05302. So send us that, and that'll be up on her website. What's going on there on the instant messenger? Andrew, what's making you chuckle?
Andrew tells us that we haven't talked about things that would help someone come out. We just talk about news, which is true, but
just
by being here.
Yes, we will be a sympathetic gay voice for you.
And we have a Jill Sobule fan here who saw her in NoHo.
Who's that?
Someone named Alasky, apparently,
awesome.
But I bet Alasky has another name.
Great, This Show Is So Gay. This Show Is So Gay is our screen. Jill Sobule is great. So we, Beck and I both work with students in our various capacities, and we can actually be supportive as well. We are not, I'm going to speak for Becca, we are not two people who would say come out wherever you are. There's a lot that goes into coming out.
Absolutely.
And it's a big decision. It's something you need to think through, particularly if you are a youth.
And there are consequences.
There are. I would say there are. But some of them, I think people don't think through because they're just thinking, oh, I got to come out and I want to tell everybody because look at all the people on TV. Oh, Clay Aiken's out. I should come out. But there can be serious financial repercussions if you are financially dependent on other people who may then cut you off if you come out. So these are some of the things, and certainly there's all the emotional repercussions of losing your support networks and perhaps your faith as you know it, and you'll have to explore that in a new way. So there's a lot to think about before you come out. So if you just want to come out and hear what it sounds like, give us a call at 802-246-6107. Want to hear another song?
I would love to hear another song, and that was actually, Alasky is actually Alan. So hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan. So we are going to have a song about love. This is what we wish for our listeners. So a little Indigo Girls coming at you. Here you go.
I say love comes to you.
sign of cancer. A smooth of wrinkles for an answer. I'm bored out my eyes. I'm fine. I know you're not this time. I sit and talk to you. Open just because I spoke the words and they're true.
Listeners are really enjoying the Indigo Girls.
Indigo Girls, Rites of Passage. Just a huge, huge album in my musical development that came out, I think, when I was a senior in high school, maybe junior in high school, and Rachel Roston told me about it.
Oh, yeah.
See how I'm not doing Mandy Filer, except it isn't Mandy Filer, shout out to, because Mandy Filer and I sang that song at the senior talent show.
Oh,
everything
you?
Seems to go back to Mandy Filer.
Wow.
Can we call this the Mandy Filer show?
We could, though she might sue us when we get syndicated. Not now, because... No.
I just sent her a message on Facebook saying, I'm talking to you on here. So let's see what else is going on. What else is going on in the world? We are coming to you from WVEWLP 107.7 FM on Brattleboro Community Radio. If you want to give us a call to talk about anything, we're at 802-246-6107. But if you're listening to this on a podcast sometime in the future, say 5 years from now, know that we were probably onto a different topic. So we might not still be talking about Mandy Filer or KK Logan. We might, however, still be talking about gay Republicans. Can I talk about gay Republicans?
Oh my gosh, we're going to have a problem with this one, I think. Uh-oh, and Andrew's a little jealous of Mandy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andrew, but I went to the problem with Mandy, not you. All right, so gay Republicans, wow, an editorial there on 365gay.com about... Well, honestly, it's about whether or not there should be gay Republicans. That the log cabin Republicans were founded to choose over LGBT rights, which is traditionally associated with the Democratic Party, but they were choosing the choice they present between our equality, which is more democratic, and the safety and prosperity of this nation, which is something that the Republican Party is more of a platform for, and that's what the log cabin Republicans are about. And this editorial says, you know what? The choice that they present between our equality and the safety and prosperity of this nation has proven false, and that there just shouldn't be gay Republicans. difference anymore.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I've been reading. Yeah, I don't either. But I'm going to segue from that to a topic, which is I've been hearing that more and more people are putting their gay identity second, third, fourth, fifth in their list of ways of identifying. And so if you go to Provincetown, there are families whose heads of household happen to be gay, or there are all these different theme weeks, but less and less is there an actual gay community.
How do you what word do you use first?
Well, I look at,
hey, who's Becca? And Becca says, well, I am.
Yeah, I put it pretty high up there, but yeah. I also have a gay radio show. But if a lot of people see me on the street and would never know.
Right.
Because I'm not part of that lesbian subculture where it's visibly obvious. And I notice that a lot more with people my age.
How do you self-define, though? What words would you use to describe yourself first? So someone says, random stranger, someone who's known you for 2 weeks.
I probably wouldn't come out to someone who's known me 2 weeks. I usually tend to wait.
You came out to me.
I did. Well, you had a desperately seeking co-host.
It was a desperate play.
It was. I think it worked out for you, though.
It worked out pretty well. And I'm not talking myself right now, and we're getting through our hour pretty quick. I identify as gay almost before everything else.
Well, when I vote, I do.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes down to it.
How about even when you self-identify?
When I self-identify, it comes way up there.
Gay before woman?
Ooh.
She's thinking.
I would think so, yeah.
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 Gay before religion?
Yeah, definitely.
Gay before height?
No, I think I'd probably describe myself as a short gay woman.
I'm not saying that you're short.
And
we're
any
on
moment
radio.
Now.
Everyone's tall.
Oh, and my friend Nooch is actually reminding me that I've come out to a couple of my friends multiple times because they've forgotten.
Oh.
And then they acted just as surprised later on.
Difficult.
But very supportive every time.
So. No, that's a good group to have. And there's a lot of coming out. As we were talking about earlier, it's not just the gay person who has to come out, but it can be very stressful for families to come out, as well as having a gay son or a gay brother or sister.
Right, I'm sure my father struggles with that.
Yeah.
He's like Houston gun-toting Republican with a dog type. And
we
that's
have a
about
dog?
It. Yeah.
What
not his kind of dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you saying not a dachshund?
No.
No, he's got a big hunter dog.
Yeah.
Our dog can take his dog.
Yeah. I don't know.
You've seen our dog.
Yeah, your dog, not so much. Your dog, my cat, could eat your dog.
Our dog would bark all the way. So yeah, there's a lot of coming out. But it's particularly that, I gotta say, the internet age is just incredible, because you can find so many different resources if you're looking to come out, particularly during Gay History Month. There's so many different counseling resources and people to talk to, and just encountering other gay people, and most importantly, you can soon access our podcast. And
Jess,
because that's going to ease the way.
Sorry about that.
No.
Jess Yoakum just interrupted that thought to say she would put woman first, and she puts gay pretty far down.
You know who should call in right now?
Who?
Jess.
Jess should call in.
802-246-6107. Jess, we want to hear about why you place your words where you place them.
Absolutely. And if there's straight people listening, where do you put straight on your list?
Or do you?
Or bisexual? Do
or
you?
Ally?
Yes.
Do you put ally on there? Do you even mention that you're an ally?
It's true.
Is gay before race for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, I would probably say short, gay, Irish woman, maybe. I think that's what I would go with.
That's how I identify as well.
But sometimes I just skip the Irish part and say pale.
See, I don't. I usually, I am a short, gay, Irish woman.
You are?
I am. That's, you know.
Oh, and it's coming out a whole other way.
I am hereby coming out as a short, gay, Irish woman, and kind of want to play a song to commemorate that.
Yeah, no pressure, Jess, but the phone number here
is 802-246-6107. How about an empowering song? Do you want to do an empowering song?
I do. And I would play your music, Jess, but I need a couple more copies because I only have one really scratch CD and it's sad. So I can't play it on here because it skips.
You know who's overcome a lot?
Who?
Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, she sure has.
How about we play a song about her overcoming things?
Let's overcome.
All right.
Together.
So we want people to run along with Melissa Etheridge as she runs for life.
Go, Melissa. Okay.
It's been years since they told her about it. The darkness her body possessed. And the scars are still there in the mirror. Every day that she gets herself dressed. So the pain is miles and miles behind her. And the fear is now a docile beast. If you ask her why she is still running, she'll tell you it makes her complete.
I run for
they told me about it, how the darkness had taken its toll, and they cut into my skin, and they cut into my body, but they will never get a piece of my soul, and now I'm still learning the lesson, to awake. Tell you about it. If the darkness knocks on your door, remember her, remember me. We will be running as we have before, running for answers, running for.
Melissa Etheridge, Running for Life, just an amazing song. Have you ever done any of those walks?
Breast cancer walks? No, I've done walks for hunger and things like that.
I haven't done those. I haven't done the walks for hunger. But the multi-day walks are just the most amazing experience. The first one I ever did was in I think 2002. It was a 60-mile AIDS walk, and it was a three-day walk. It was just, they told you on the first day that you live those 3 days how you want to live the rest of the year, and I just said, I don't think so.
Great.
But then you hug everybody, and it was fantastic.
You sure do, and it looks like we have Jess calling in.
She already gave us permission.
Yay, Jess.
Welcome to This Show Is So Gay. How may we help you?
Hi, it's Jess.
Jess!
Yay, Jess called. I'm excited now.
But you guys are talking, and you're talking on the phone. How is that happening?
It's magic. Radio magic.
Jess, there's not much we can do on this board here, but we can get you on the air. Welcome to This Show Is So Gay. How are you?
Good.
Tell everybody about yourself.
Well, now I feel like I'm going to have to remember the way that I wanted to organize my list here of adjectives.
Tell us about yourself and where singer comes in on all that. So you go ahead.
Ooh, pressure. She's got to put it all in order.
Sorry, I've been listening to the radio as well, so that's confusing. I'm just going to talk to you guys.
Okay. Focus on us, Jess.
You could mute the computer.
Yes, I had to.
Okay.
Wait, I did hear myself.
So you have a new tour coming, right?
I do. I'm very excited about that. I'm doing actually a house concert tour, which is a little idea that I cooked up and going all over the country and singing in my friend's living rooms.
Wow.
That's great.
How do people find out more about you?
Well, I have a website. My MySpace is actually the most updated thing right now. Just myspace.com/JessYoakum.
And do you want to spell that for everybody?
Sure. It's J-E-S-S and then my last name is Y-O-A-K-U-M.
Right. And unfortunately, we can't play your music right now because the only CD I have is all scratched up, but we're going to work on that. We're definitely going to have you come in at some point too, which would be great.
Yay!
Will you do an in-studio song?
What's that?
Will you do an in-studio song for us?
Sure!
When you're passing through Brattleboro, you know.
On a Wednesday night between 9 and 10?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, we could pre-record it.
We could pre-record. All right, so ask.
Yes, well, I had one question, which was, you got married recently.
But I did.
If you could not have gotten married in the state you got married in, and you could have gotten a civil union, would you have bothered? Would you have gotten civil unioned? Would it have made a difference?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that I would have bothered, actually. I'm not entirely... Oh, I'm not a good lesbian to ask these things up. I feel like I horribly take it for granted.
Jess, you called into our show. You're the best lesbian that there is.
Okay, cool.
Well, second best.
You are the second best lesbian. No, you are the best lesbian listener that we have out there right now.
No, I just say that because I feel like I've always lived in communities where I could just take it for granted, and, you know, living in the first state that it was legalized in, I never even had to think about it, because it wasn't, when we were actually wanting to be married, it was already legalized. So I just kind of, which is why I said what I said about how I prioritize my adjectives.
Well, tell us how you prioritize your adjectives.
Well, when you were listing off all the different criteria or different categories that people might identify with, I was like, oh, I would totally identify as a female Buddhist musician. Probably, it doesn't even occur to me to say lesbian anymore. It's just sort of like part of who I am. I might say that I'm married. That might be
nice.
High up on the list, but it wouldn't even occur to me to differentiate that I'm married to a woman. I'm married.
And you appeared on our show, and now where does that rank in the list?
Where does that rank in the list?
How will you now reprioritize?
She'll be female former guest on This Show Is So Gay.
I've got to be honest, Jess, I'm a little nervous for you now, because you're going to go on stage, and you're going to want to sing your songs, and everyone's just going to want to talk about, oh, but what was it like when you were a guest on that podcast?
It's true.
Well, I'll have to beat them back.
You got to focus them on your music.
We'll have to get you a stick.
A lesbian beating away people stick? Is there such a thing?
With our logo on it, yes, there is.
There will be soon.
the next caller who calls in will get a lesbian beating them away stick with our logo on it, and I'm kind of excited about that. Well, Jess, we thank you so much for calling in. You are our first artist to call in.
First guest artist.
Our first guest artist, but we still have a shout-out to Cam who called in earlier. You promised us that you will come back to our show. You will listen faithfully, and you will play a song for us at some point.
I totally will.
Great. When are you going out on tour?
I'm leaving October 15th.
And I'll
be back at the end of December.
Okay.
I'll be gone for quite a while.
And will you be coming anywhere near Vermont during that stretch?
Not actually. I'm going due south and then due west. So it would have to be after I return, but totally arrangeable.
You understand we're going to be syndicated by then, right?
Yes.
We might be a little difficult to find.
But on the plus side, by then I should have a couch.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Cool.
We have a guest bedroom for you too, Jess. So we wish you all the best on your tour.
Thank you.
Of people turn out, and please, please, please go to Jess's MySpace account and spell your name for us one more time, Jess, so everyone can go out there.
The JessYoakum.
Absolutely.
Please check out her music, and we wish you the best, Jess. Thanks for calling in.
And Jess, send me that demo so I can get you up on the air.
I will.
All right.
Safe travels.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We love guest artists.
Well, I think that's just about it.
Wow, that just closed out our show for us.
And we didn't even get to talk about how they found out that AIDS is 100 years old. So we'll have to come back to that one.
We're gonna come back to that one. So just to give you guys a heads up of what's coming up in the upcoming weeks, we're taking a week off next week. We are going to be
a well-deserved vacation after all these hard weeks.
We've been working hard for weeks. We don't know how people do it every week. So we're going to take off next week. We're going to be atoning for our sins, or I will, and you'll be committed.
I'll join in too, Wanda.
They'll be atoning for our first show that I don't count anymore, and then the past two shows. So we're taking next week off, October 8th, and we will be back to you on October 15th at 9 p.m. here on WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Rotterdam Community Radio, and we will be live on the air with Liz Damon, actress, comedian in New York City, will be calling in to talk about her views on the various news, and hopefully there will be some news to talk about. So I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And this has been This Show Is So Gay. We hope you guys have just an amazing start to your Gay History Month and a Happy New Year where it's applicable, and just a great week. So thanks for listening in. Any final words, Becca?
No, that's all it. Right. Have a great 2 weeks and we'll see you back here.
Talk to you soon, guys.